I've been the Inspector General for more than 10 years. I've worked in the office for over 16 years. And I have seen a fair amount of changes in that time. I think the most significant one was the change in priority of the Department of Justice after the 9/11 attacks. Counterterrorism became the chief priority of the department, and as a result, we also started reviewing counterterrorism issues more in the department as a result of that. So, yes, we've seen some significant changes in the department over the years.
Now, part of the Department of Justice, I guess, would be the FBI is a big piece of that, which did not go over to Homeland Security. How much time did that require of you versus the rest of Justice?
Well, we have jurisdiction over the entire Justice Department. People don't realize how big the Justice Department is. It has 110,000 employees. It has about a $29 billion budget. It has various components, the FBI, the Drug Enforcement Administration, United States Marshal Service, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, Bureau of Prisons, U.S. Attorney's Offices. So the Department of Justice is very big. Obviously, the FBI is a key component of the Department of Justice, particularly in its counterterrorism mission, and we have done a significant amount of work in the FBI, as well as in other components as well.
Are there any specific accomplishments or success stories that really stand out for you over the past 10 years?
Well, I think we've tried to do our best to do an aggressive but fair job of overseeing the components of the Department of Justice. We have issued some pretty important reports, in my view, one of which was in 2003, a report about the treatment of undocumented immigrants after the 9/11 attacks. Some of them were detained at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn and were not given notice of charges, held incommunicado. Some were physically and verbally abused, and we issued a report talking about that and talking about recommendations for preventing that from happening in the future. I'm also proud of the report we did about the FBI's use of national security letters. The FBI got that power, which was an important power, but it had not implemented sufficient internal controls to ensure that they were used appropriately, and we issued a report on that that made recommendations to the FBI about how to improve their use, and I think that was a wake-up call to the FBI.
Now, recently, Attorney General Eric Holder created an office to deal with prosecutor misconduct to try to make sure those cases or allegations are resolved quickly. And part of that grew from the handling of the Ted Stevens case, which in hindsight, you know, Justice had some issues with those prosecutors. Did the IG's office help in the effort that led to the setup of that new office?
No, the Department of Justice Office of Inspector General has jurisdiction over the entire Justice Department with one exception. We do not have jurisdiction over attorneys in the exercise of their legal duties. That jurisdiction goes to the Office of Professional Responsibility. The Office of Professional Responsibility was created before the Inspector General's office was created, and that office maintains jurisdiction to look at attorney misconduct and the exercise of the legal duties. So I actually have argued that we ought to have jurisdiction over attorneys, just like we have jurisdiction over other parts of the department. Every other inspector general in the federal community has jurisdiction over their entire department, except for us. And I think we ought to have that jurisdiction. However, we don't, and as a result, it's the Office of Professional Responsibility's job to oversee attorneys' conduct.
Do you also, would you have advice for anybody who maybe wants to take on the job in the way that you took on the job?
Well, I think it's a great job. You can have a tremendous impact on your agency. The great part about it is you're not only saying what the problems are if something goes wrong, but you make recommendations for improvement to try and help make the department better. And while we are not management, we cannot require anybody to implement the recommendations, they have to respond to them. And I think I've been lucky. The department has taken our recommendations seriously. They've always supported our work and valued our work and realized we are in it to make the department an improved operation. And so I think that's an important thing. For someone wanting to become an inspector general, I think it's a great job. I think it's something that would be great to have. I think that in order to become an inspector general, it's good to have some background in the Office of Inspector General community so that you understand the function of the OIGs and how they operate. I think that is sort of the best training to move up to become an inspector general.
We are speaking with the outgoing Inspector General of the Justice Department, Glenn Fine. And as you leave justice, you're also leaving federal service, sounds like. And so maybe you have some thoughts on your career just in federal service itself.
Well, I was also, in addition to working in the Office of Inspector General, I was an assistant United States attorney in Washington, D.C. That was my first job out of law school. I thought it was a tremendous job and a tremendous training. And I think that federal service has been very valuable, and I've enjoyed it very much. I think people can have a tremendous impact on the government and get tremendous responsibility at a very early stage of your careers when you are in federal service, and I believe very strongly in it. I am leaving. I'm looking to the next chapter of my career, but I will always be grateful for having served as the Inspector General and in the Office of the Inspector General for over 16 years.
So what is the next chapter of your career?
Don't know. Okay. I'm going to take some time and look widely. The very first thing I know that I'm going to be doing is come Monday, I'm going to have carpool duty for my kids, and I'll do that, and I will look, and I will look for the next chapter of my legal career.
Now, we understand at one time in your life you were drafted by the San Antonio Spurs, so that means you must be tall. And tell us about what effect that had on your life.
Well, actually, I'm not tall, and I am only 5'9", and most people don't believe it when they see me that I was drafted by the San Antonio Spurs. But I was a good ball handler, and I was fast, and so I was drafted. But when people look at me and say, you couldn't have been drafted, I say to them, well, before I started this job as the Inspector General, I was 6'9", not 5'9". But I realized very quickly that my career was not going to be in professional basketball. It was going to be somewhere else. So I went to law school, and I'm very happy with the way my career progressed in the law.